This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. A real delight today. I'm going to talk with a special lady that's going to give you some wisdom and insight. And also, we're going to talk about a special book that's especially precious this time of the year. Her name is Sarah Baldwin. She's the co-founder and CEO of Storyhouse. I've heard a lot of people lately talking about Storyhouse and how their story, talking to some of these wonderful counselors, have been an opportunity to be healed and challenge them and bring them hope for their future. So, Sarah, first I want to say thank you for your time. Are you excited about helping other people? Does that get you jazzed?
Oh, I love it. It's an absolute reason to get out of bed in the morning.
Oh, so great. Why did you get into counseling? What was the purpose behind that?
Yeah, I actually had a call to ministry shortly after I got out of college. I had a business degree and a business job. Got called into ministry and then was just doing volunteer ministry one-on-one in coffee shops with teenage girls.
Yeah.
And that's where I realized that one-on-one ministry is such a special way to serve people.
It is beautiful. I also want people to know that it's okay to go get counseling. It's okay. It doesn't mean you're weird or you're strange. It means you care to get hope. Don't you want people to know that, Sarah? Tell them.
Yeah, I would just say the bravest people go to counseling. It's hard to stop and look at your own story. A lot of times we have people who are caregivers to so many others in a lot of ways. And so we get to be that one space where they really are heard and taken care of and able to slow down. So we love doing that for people. And it is hard sometimes to go, but absolutely worth it.
So do you have stories, and I'm not saying somebody individually with a name, do you have stories of people that you have talked with over the last few years that they've really come around full circle and had hope and healing because they came to you or came to counseling?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There's so many stories that, that come to mind. I hold my clients very dear. They are precious to me because they work so hard, and it's incredible to see what God's doing in their story. And it's kind of watching them heal and get out of their own way to be able to step into what God's calling them. Man, it's powerful. There's people who are breaking generational curses, patterns that have been passed down from their parents and their grandparents, and they're saying, no, 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 this is going to end with me. And so watching that work is incredible.
Beautiful. So Storyhouse is something that's been a passion of yours. You're co-founder and the CEO. And I understand, how many counselors do you have under your roof?
We have 15.
Wow. And it's a place where people can come and find faith-based values and counseling. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So Storyhouse is a professional counseling ministry. And so we really do this work on the foundation that Christ is the healer, but we also add the clinical components on top of that. So if there's anything that we learn clinically that's not consistent with Scripture, we're not going to use that.
Nice.
But we can use all of these powerful tools that align with God's healing and God's word, and that's how we do the work.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for what you do. I know a lot of people are always looking for help, and it's nice to put another name out there that we know we can trust. But before we leave, we're going to touch on this book. You have a new Advent book. Tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, last year was the first year that we did it. So we have an Advent Story 1, and now this is Volume 2. But last year, one of our counselors just came to me and said, hey, the holidays are so hard. The Christmas season is so hard for people, just mental health, emotional health, spiritual health. Could we put something together to help them?
Yes.
And so that's kind of how it came to be. And so each day includes a story from the counselor. It includes scripture. And then it includes some type of counseling technique or approach that they can do at home.
Yes.
To help them really be intentional in this season.
This would be a great gift to someone that struggles at this time of the year. So Sarah, thank you so much. Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, thank you for having me and letting me share. Like, this resource, I really do believe it's going to help a lot of people.
We really want it to. And I'll tell you this, everything you need to know about the new Advent book from Storyhouse is on my Conversations link right now. You can check it out, even listen to this interview, and share it with someone else. That's at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.